Yeah. Hiya. So this is my talk on Ravenel, which is a new CWL implementation that is that uses Geeks. CWL is the common workflow language. It is used in running scientific workflows for on HPC systems for data analysis. I'll say more on that later. So my problem is that I'm an academic scientist, and I have mountains of data to analyze, and in my case, this is usually genomic data. And when I say mountains, it's easily some fraction of a terabyte, or maybe even a few terabytes. So the HPC, if you're not familiar with this, still uses a batch scheduler. So you have a bunch of compute nodes, and you have some node on which you submit jobs, and there is a queue, and it gets scheduled on the compute nodes at some point of time when you get high enough into the priority. So it's a very traditional, maybe even antiquated system of computation, but that's still the way it's done. Each of these jobs that you submit, each job is typically just a shell script, a bash script, and each of these jobs can take hours, maybe even days to compute. So so you really do not want to repeat those jobs if you can help it. So some caching should of these job steps is helpful to prevent recomputation. But the problem is that in the scientific workflows, you might want to tweak parameters that are input to the commands that you're running, or maybe you want to try a different version of the software tools that you're using, or it could even be a more complicated problem where your tool is the same but some library has changed, or maybe the compiler has changed. So it's hard to do perfect caching where you can be sure that your cache is not stale, that that the results you are pulling out from the cache is actually the results that you want. So people typically don't have any caching. That's the that's very common to it's very common for people to stuff in all their parameters into the file names of their results, and things like final n equal to 1, and then usually there are many more parameters. So stuff like 10 parameters into a file name, and then it's very hard to do that consistently, even if you're the only person doing the data analysis. So this is a problem. About the common workflow language, so I use something called the common workflow language to describe the jobs that I want to submit to the HPC. So the common workflow language is one of many workflow languages, but some of the special features of CWL are that it's standards based. That is a YAML. It's a YAML specification, so it's easy to. It's very machine readable, and it's kind of easy to write if you, or at least it's easy to generate from a programming language. So I can show you a typical. What a workflow looks like. So this is a really simple workflow for spell checking. I mean, it's not really a scientific workflow. It's just a toy example I'm showing you. So the blue boxes you see on the top, they are the inputs, and the blue box at the end is the output. And these are all the steps. Each one of these yellow blocks in between is one step of the computation. So one step corresponds to one job that runs on the HPC. And these steps can be connected in any graph-like form. So it doesn't have to be linear. It can have these parallel paths that come together at some point. So it's a DAG. So here is a more realistic workflow. This is actually a workflow that I use at work. So, and I will be showing a demo of this later today. So it's very similar to the spell check workflow. It has